Coming up in just a few minutes, Pro FM's Rick O'Brien in the newsroom with an update on exactly what's happening. Some areas are getting hit real bad, and Rick will have all that information for you. Numerous power outages around the area, and we have 30 Pro FM degrees. The snow is still coming down real hard. And coming up, an update from the Pro FM News and Information Center.
Happy days are coming your way.
Rolling around in bed, take a look out the window. We get a problem this morning. A lot of snow on the ground already. 10 to 15 inches in our area down along the coast, down towards Newport. A good 15 to 18 inches has already fallen. And according to Pro FM's exclusive AccuWeather meteorologist, that's Dave Bowers, says we could get anywhere from 10 to 15 inches of new snow, which would put us all around the 18 to 24 inch mark before the end of the day. The snow expected to last right through till 6 or 7 this evening. That's what the estimates are right now anyway. As an ocean storm gathered strength and didn't start moving. It just stalled a little bit south of us, and we are in for some heavy snow all day long. We have had numerous problems. Transportation, of course, number one, and Rocco DeLuca, the director of the State Highway Department, and she's in charge of cleaning the roads and everything, has a full complement of men, 263 men and 251 trucks out there plowing and sanding right now. Most of the major roads, including Interstate 95, 195, Routes 10, 2, and 1 are passable. They have all been plowed, but the advice is stay off the highways if at all possible. There's no reason to go out there as the snow is continuing to fall heavily. We just had an update. Mike Wolf, our Pro FM News and Information reporter, spoke with AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Bowers, and here they are with the latest.
Yes, we're no different than we were last hour. The storm continues to batter the area and much of New England. Snow falling heavily. We got 10 inches out at the airport, and it's going to continue to come down hard all day long. Looks like a good 15 to 20 inches and upwards of 2 feet to our northeast, along with very strong north-northwest winds, lots of blowing and drifting. Afraid nobody's going anywhere the rest of the day.
Okay, now how long is this going to go on?
Heavy snow will probably continue into the early evening hours and then taper off to flurries and eventually end overnight. However, the strong winds will continue to blow throughout the night, so even though the snow will stop falling, it's going to continue blowing, and that will cause problems right into tomorrow morning.
All right, now that blowing should create a lot of drifts. Any idea how high those drifts could go with the amount of snow we've had?
That's a little tricky, simply because the snow is fairly wet. Temperature's around 30 degrees, and a wet snow wouldn't drift as much as if it was snowing and it was 20 degrees. But there will be some drifting, and with a foot and a half of snow on the ground, we could see some 6-8 foot drifts by tomorrow morning.
And that was Mike Wolf with our AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Bowers. We'd also like to check right now with Cranston Police Lieutenant Ray Ricard. Mike spoke with him just a moment ago.
Pretty treacherous. The snow plow crews are out, but an uphill battle. The state and the city crews are out, but I advise anybody that has no reason to be out to stay home and enjoy their fireplace or whatever.
Okay, have there been any problems at all in Cranston because of the storm that you're aware of?
We do have some power outages in different sections, and we also have branches down and similar storm-related things.
Okay, now in Warwick, the deputy fire chief called us a little while ago, told us the fire alarm system in Warwick was about 90% ineffective this morning. Any problem like that in Cranston that you know of?
No, as far as we know, the fire alarm boxes are still in. We did have a power failure at the police headquarters, but we're on emergency power right now.
Okay, that is Lieutenant Ray Ricard.
So that's what we have. That was Mike Wolf with Lieutenant Ray Ricard from the Cranston Police Department. We would repeat that Warwick fire alarm officials say that that system is 90% out. If there is a problem, you need to call the fire department in Warwick. You would call them directly or get in touch with the operator. They'll help you get through. And according to several people, we have many, many power outages as the snow is wet and heavy, gathering along lines and tree limbs falling down, knocking those lines down. Power is out in sections of Swansea, Somerset, Warwick, Barrington, Aquidneck Island, all over the place, Jamestown, down through Fall River. There are many, many areas. We hope to talk with Lou DeAngelis of the Narragansett Electric Company shortly, and he'll give us the latest on that situation. Now, concerning surface transportation, the word from state airport officials is that one runway is open at TF Green. However,